Hello, listening friends. Once more, this is Keith Kaiser from Manna in the Morning, bringing to you a lesson from the Word of God from John chapter 13. This morning our reading is in verse 21. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me." Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. Now this is very important that the Lord Jesus, as we've said before, knew who the traitor was, knew the betrayer, knew those who were his. He can tell even today, dear friend, whether you're real or whether you're faking it. He knows true believers from false. He knows the wheat from the tares. And when judgment day comes, you won't be able to hide. If you've been pretending, the Lord Jesus will expose you. You'll be found out before the one that all things are naked, Hebrews tells us. But here the Lord Jesus was troubled. Now as we look at the text, we see that in being troubled, it was because one was going to betray him. I don't believe the Lord Jesus was troubled because this betrayal would lead to the cross of Calvary. After all, the Lord Jesus came into this world for the explicit purpose of going to the cross. He set his face as a flint to go to Jerusalem. And he told his disciples at every turn what was going to happen when he went back up to Jerusalem for that last Passover feast. He was going to go up and be betrayed, be delivered into the hands of sinners, and be crucified. The Lord Jesus knew what awaited him. So as he speaks about being troubled, in this context, surely he's not talking about thinking of going to the cross. He knew that would come all along. No, I believe, dear friends, that as he was sitting there troubled in the upper room, he was troubled for the soul of Judas Iscariot. Imagine it. This man had walked with the Lord Jesus for some 3.5 years. He had seen the Lord Jesus up close and personal, as it were. He had examined him very carefully. He had listened to his unparalleled teachings. People would say of the teaching of the Lord Jesus, "Never a man spake like this man." Others would say, "He teaches as one that hath authority, not like the scribes and Pharisees." And Judas himself would not only be eyewitness to the miracles, to the signs that the Lord Jesus did, he would also participate in some of them, helping to give out the bread and the fish when the Lord Jesus miraculously fed 5,000. Helping to, again, disperse food when the Lord Jesus miraculously fed the 4,000. Being commissioned and sent out with the gospel of the kingdom and being able to go out and tell people that Messiah had arrived. And yet he himself did not have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. Physically, he was with him, but in heart, he couldn't have been farther away. He was spiritually alienated and estranged from the Lord Jesus. He was dead in trespasses and sins, all the while keeping company with the one who is life. It was so sad, and yet it goes on every day today in our own lands, that people who know the Bible, know verses, have been to Sunday school, have learned the great songs and hymns of the faith, have heard good sermons and good preachers over and over again, people who themselves could talk intelligently about the Christian gospel, and yet they don't know the Lord Jesus themselves. Some who are even pretending to be ministers of Christ, and yet they've not been born again themselves. What a serious matter this is, dear friends. That troubled the Lord Jesus because he knew the damnation that awaited Judas Iscariot. He knew the terrible fate that was going to befall him when he went out of this upper room and brought to pass the scheme of betraying the Son of God. The other disciples didn't know who it was, interestingly. They didn't say, "Oh, we know who the betrayer is, it's Judas Iscariot." No, they looked around one to another, doubting of whom he spake, the word says. Other gospels say that they asked, "Lord, is it I?" Or the Greek could be translated, "Lord, surely it's not I." They were all sadly overconfident, but none of them could imagine that one of them was actually a traitor, and yet Judas Iscariot was a traitor.